Call our meeting to order.
Don, you want to come up here? I mean, it's on the agenda as benefits fair.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yes, we just wanted to bring it to your attention. December the 2nd, it's on a Wednesday, we're going to have a benefits fair.
All right.
And so it's so the employees can come in. We've invited all the vendors that have our benefits. We've called the banks. We've got several of those going to be here. Loggers is going to be here. Can you tell me some others? Surf savings, so medical and dental, so the employees can come in. What we want to do is just let you all be aware of it. We want to use your room here.
In this room, okay.
Wednesday. Yeah. We thought maybe have medical and dental people in here because we just wanted you all to know that we're going to have that, and a decision on the medical, dental, any decision that we're going to be making needs to be made by then so we can have everybody sign up.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then we was wanting to let you all brainstorm sometime about if you'd like to do an incentive to get all the employees to attend. You know, if it's a personal day you want to give to somebody that they have to attend. We have little cards. We're going to have them attend 5 and then have a drawing, and they can either have a personal day, an extra personal day, or something like that.
Now, is there going to be, like, individual work sessions? Is that what you're thinking about doing? Or are
you
going to have a schedule?
We're going to try to schedule. We're going to work first with the Road and Bridge, try to get them in here.
Okay.
One side and then the other in the afternoon. It's just going to be so they can just kind of go from the first. We'd like to probably, if we change anything on medical or dental, have them come into that session first and then go out. And if they want to talk to their banks, they can go through and talk to about direct deposit. It'd be great if we could get them all on direct deposit. Or, you know, just anything. The banks are going to, we've asked all the vendors to have some type of incentive for the employees to come see them. So some of them are already coming up with ideas on they can put their name in a hat and
so this
draw them
out. Is health benefits,
yes.
Or not health, but just benefits
just
that
we're
offering to employees.
That we're offering.
What day again was it? December what?
December 2nd.
And it's a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And
as far as the county doing anything, as far as the personal days and everything, we've already been through that, and if let legal counsel speak to that, but we can't offer anything like that.
Okay.
Anyway, Bob.
We can't do a bonus, but we could certainly give some sort of incentive.
Let me ask you a question. In a previous life where I was an employee, they required everyone do a health assessment, and if you didn't take the health assessment, you didn't qualify for the lower insurance package.
I'm sure you could probably do something like that.
I mean, because we always had multiple.
The upper one.
Well, the more expensive one. I'm sorry. Most companies have multiple levels of health coverage. And if you didn't take the health assessment, then you didn't qualify for the best rate, the best coverage. That way, they drove 100% participation in the health assessment part of it. And that was something I think I mentioned to Dixie a while back, was when we were doing the health assessment, it was such a horrible turnout, trying to encourage employees to participate, because it is a free service that actually does cost, that we're getting for free, and it's a good to have your annual checkup. But anyway, that was something I thought about when talking to Dixie back in the spring. So that's something we could do with an incentive.
Well, I have a little problem.
A little bit of a problem
that you could run into. I don't have any problem with that, but I do have a sense that almost everyone that is insured has family insured also.
Right.
And how are you going to get those people in for a
health assessment?
Health assessment.
But it's just for employees.
Employees.
Just employees.
Actually, they will allow dependents to come in. My wife came in last time. They just get here.
Well, here's where I'm going. Here's where I'm going with this. You offer something, and you've got your spouse or your children that are not able to come in. So, how does that affect it?
Well, I know with my husband's job.
I see what you're saying, Danny. I see what you're saying now.
We're just doing a benefit for the employee. We're not doing it for the employee's dependents.
And this isn't a health fair.
This year,
it's a benefit fair. Next year, we want to work it in with our health fair. And we've already done the health fair, or already had everybody in for the blood test and all that, that's Cox.
January,
yeah, was it?
Let me ask you a question.
We're planning on next year incorporating it all together.
Could one of your vendors or multiple vendors contribute something to have a drawing? And if you came to it, you could get your name in the drawing. And if you
I had one bank call me and say that she has something she's going to give. So
you
just have a drawing. Didn't you say something about there's five things you wanted them to go through?
Yes.
Every time they went to one, they would get their name in the drawing for each one. That way, their odds of winning went up with. Each participating, so it's basically employee benefits fair is what we're doing
this year.
The second, okay.
And what? Why are the banks coming?
Well,
direct deposit and
direct deposit, and just they wanted to be here, and we just thought that way they can put out what all they have to offer, and
How many people don't do direct deposit?
There's not very many. There's only like 50 that don't. I've got 49. Yes. Everybody else does direct deposit.
Yeah, that's pretty high. But I know I was shocked when Rick said that there was more than a few that didn't do it. So, Well, we're talking about direct deposit. So.
And Surf Savings will be here, so if they want to look at investing or have any questions on those who are investing, so they'll be able to talk to them. So. That's a little bit we just want to make you aware of what we're going to do, and like to any kind of feedback you have, we'd appreciate it. But probably we'll have so many vendors that we're going to end up having to put some out in the hall that day.
So you're just going to get it out to everyone as fast as possible?
Yes.
Is that on a Friday?
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday, December 2nd.
Okay.
Because the Road and Bridge, are they off on Fridays?
Not anymore. They're back to North. Okay. 5 day a week.
And then number two is that I think there's no courts.
Yeah, they were supposed to be.
Yeah, they are.
So we just wanted to make sure that they have every opportunity.
I didn't know what I was talking about.
Do it, me?
Yeah, you gave me that look like I didn't know what I was saying.
Well, a lot of times I do that.
Most time it's wrong, but you still give me the look.
Anyway, I thought if you could have it like on a Friday.
A lot of employees take off on Fridays, and that was one thing we wanted to avoid, is because they take off on the Friday because they want to have Saturday, Sunday, and so with it being on a Wednesday, it kind of hits in the middle of the week, and usually.
And if I'm not mistaken, it's pretty much set because you've already got some vendors committing to coming on that Wednesday.
Yeah. So I would just like to, I just want to encourage the elected officials to push their people to come to this,
Sure.
And we need a decision on the insurance.
Yes, this insurance needs to be decided before then.
We do have one of our meetings today on health insurance, I think.
So, anyway, but thank you. That's what I was going to tell
you. Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
We, last year at the snow rodeo, in which I want to...
That's got canceled, didn't it?
I want to have a discussion about that whenever it comes around. But
Frank's in here at 1 o'clock. We can talk about it then.
Right. But what I said last year is we had vendors and people at the snow rodeo that had never been there that were, as a matter of fact, I don't think that she got a whole lot of response, but our insurance agent was there.
Yeah.
Vicki had the opportunity to stand and visit with a few of the employees about different questions they had on policies and things that they had in their policy they didn't understand.
Right.
I thought it was great that she showed up and participated in it, and I think that I sure hope that we haven't made any decisions.
Well, I heard they did, but I'm not saying
to not do the stone rubber.
Yeah,
we have them for sure.
Decided not to.
It was at a shop talk meeting that I happened to be in. It wasn't my discussion. But
yeah. Well.
It was the undecided.
I'll put my voice in as an undecided, but I think it's a great benefit to us.
It's at...
Bring it up. Frank can tell you why they didn't feel like they needed to do it this year, I'm sure.
Well, because Bridget outdone all the boys.
Well,
I think that could be
the... That wasn't mentioned, but that could be it, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a recess.
Recess until 9 o'clock.
There we go.
I want to push this chair back, fly up against the wall and roll something.